back to a very strong principle that is being taught by the navigators. So you consider the Great Commission. You come, as you find it here in the 28th of Matthew, you look at verse 16. And you'll notice something. And that is, the Great Commission is given to who? To 11 disciples. To 11 men. He told 11 men to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Logistically, that's impossible, isn't it? It can't be done. Today, 84,000 people are born every hour. Many die. But at least 5,365 are added to the world every hour. And of this, it is estimated 215 are added to the Protestant world. We're losing. And yet, as we look that Jesus gave this commission to 11 men, you turn to Acts 19:10, and you'll see that by the space of 2 years, so that they which dwell in Asia heard both the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, both Jews and Greeks. Almost the whole then known world. You considered how it was done? Of course, the principle is by multiplication. And of course, one of the first commands in the Bible is be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. We've done a pretty good job at that, population-wise, but how are we doing spiritually? The challenge is, if 11 men could do it, we ought to be able to do it today. But there's a price that has to be paid. And very simply, what we're going to do together here during these days is to consider that the Bible not only has a message, but it has a method. It's just very simply to look at that method. And I believe Christ's method is men. He discipled men. And as we look at this, then we get the beginning, the dynamics of how the Lord accomplished his task in his day and how he's going to continue to accomplish it. Shall we bow in prayer? Our Father, we do pray that our hearts might be open to thy word and that we might learn very simply the methods that you have ordained for Jesus' sake.